Jackie Southey from Save the Children, an advocacy research director there. Now, the child protection situational analysis from Save the Children is revealing numerous gaps across our country's current care and protection system that significantly impact the well-being of our under-fives. Gaps are evident at every level, systemic, institutional, and agency service and program delivery within the workforce. Thanks very much for joining us once again on the program, Jackie Southey from Save the Children New Zealand. Thank you, Jackie, for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
So talk with us about this recent analysis. Do you feel there is institutional pressure on women and their tamariki? Pressure to get jobs, who there is looking after their tamariki? Just bring us up to speed with this kaupapa, please, Jackie.
Kia ora, Dale. Yes, we're really concerned about the findings of this child protection situational analysis. We commissioned this research because we had undertaken earlier research which had found very serious outcomes for our under fives, where they were more likely to die by homicide. They were more like the rates of abuse had not significantly reduced or even reduced at all over a five-year period that we looked at, and that their health outcomes were worse than older children, say children and school-age children. So we wanted to understand more about the harm side to that and commissioned this report looking at the care and protection situational analysis, which looks at the system. What are the strengths? What are the gaps? What should change? Because obviously there are drivers to these harms, and if we're not responding effectively as a country, as a nation, then we're not going to make these changes. So some of the findings were that there was a lack of focus on under fives at this level, and that this is a time of inherent vulnerability where children of these young ages are highly reliant on the adults in their lives. And if they're not getting that support and that care, they are not easily able to speak up for themselves. We were surprised by the lack of investment. We know that violence and harm to children has been a long-standing issue in Aotearoa New Zealand, and yet only less than 2% of the huge spend that goes into welfare and protection services is spent at the primary prevention end. And so that was a very shocking finding.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Just flesh this out a little bit more, because it's couched in sort of jargon that we don't tend to use on the street, situational analysis, etc. Child protection, yes. Situational analysis. Could you break that down to layman's terms for us?
Yeah, so basically it's research into what does the care and protection system look like for under five. So, how well does Oranga Tamariki work, the care and protection services around that. So we've got health contributes to care and protection, education contributes to care and protection, justice contributes, the family court contributes. So we looked at that system. We interviewed 35 practitioners. Well, Point Research did on our behalf. They did the research for us. They interviewed 35 professionals across those systems that I just described, including previous children's commissioners. And they also looked at literature, what is the existing research in the space and what does it tell us? And they could see that there were clear overlaps or that some of the problems were reinforced that were evident in literature in the research that people talk about, the studies were reinforced by what people in the roles or in the experts were saying. So things like discrimination and racism was something that was evident in the literature or in the previous research, and those working in the system or professionals across the system believe that that is still a significantly evident problem.
Tēnā koe. Well, these preschoolers are so vulnerable when there's relationship breakdowns or people fall on hard times. And so it is very important that we note some of the challenges that they are exposed to on a daily basis. How are Māori faring in these statistics that Save the Children were able to commission?
So in the research looked at, I guess, the themes or the issues that were evident across the system. And we know from other research and other data analysis that tamariki and whānau Māori do feature more strongly in those more harmful outcomes, and that's an ongoing concern, and frankly it's unacceptable that the system continues to reinforce that. Some of that is through challenged Some of that is through challenges to access stable homes and adequate incomes, and then also culturally responsive services. If people are living in marginalised areas where there are not enough services to support or difficult to get to the services that are needed, so for example, more remote rural areas, all of those amount to layers of disadvantage. And if the system is only focused on the child and it's not looking at the whānau around the child, then people, then the help only goes so far. It doesn't, it doesn't support the whole whānau. And that was a clear recommendation that we need to support the whole whānau, not just isolate the child alone. And we also need to move away from this idea that Oranga Tamariki will step in and solve the problems. The problems need to be solved up front, and that's with, like I say, adequate housing, adequate incomes, good structures of support, and also we need to change our ways of being, you know, help seeking and help giving. It should be okay to ask for help, and it should be okay to give help and people not feel frightened in those spaces.
Tēnā koe, are you anticipating any serious financial tautoko to the kaupapa from tomorrow's budget, or is the belt tightening meaning that most people just sort of accepted that there will be little change in governmental support for programs? What's Save the Children thinking about the budget tomorrow?
Well, like many people on the sidelines of the budget, we are concerned about whether there'll be further cuts to what has already been announced. And we're not expecting that there will be significant announcements in funding. However, you know, one budget, it's one budget out of a series of budgets, and we will continue to put in front of government departments this the challenge that we, you know, throw down the whittle, that we want them to keep investing in children, that even if it's not announced in tomorrow's budget, we won't be giving up. We'll still be putting this information in front of them, putting these asks up front, that we need to protect our tamariki and whānau, that we need to invest in strong families. Strong families equals a strong Aotearoa New Zealand, and that is absolutely essential. So whether that's delivered in this budget or not, we won't be giving up, and we'll be keeping on with those asks.
Always a pleasure to have you join us. Thanks very much for your insights and to call it all today, Jackie. Go well. Kia pai tula. Ngā mihi. Jackie Savvy from Save the Children. She is the advocacy.